You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Bob, how you doing, man? It's been a minute.
Yeah, doing well, thanks.
I know. I was really excited when Ty told me he booked you for the show. I mean, you know, you were on when I was in Baltimore. You were on when I was down in Florida. So we've known each other for quite a while. So I'm really thrilled to have you on the program. Thank you so much for making some time for us. I appreciate it. Let's start with the Yankees.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Let's start with the Yankees first and foremost. You know, it was really interesting. Like 2 weeks ago, I'm sitting here waving the white flag on air, right? Like, this team is done. Stick a fork in them. Try to trade Stanton. See if you get something for Luke Voit. Start focusing on next year. Maybe Cashman will be here or not. And it's amazing what 2 to 3 weeks will do for you, especially when you got Cashman and he's making money moves. And what he was able to do in bringing in Rizzo and it's really been unbelievable. So let me just tee it up there for you. Your thoughts on what Cashman and the Yankees were able to do as we got closer to the trade deadline?
Yeah, they refused to give up. You know, it was like, hey, we're still the Yankees, and we're going to go for this thing. Even though we don't want to go to luxury tax, we'll give up better prospects and still get the players we want. You know, and then get, you know, two big left-handed bats and Joey Gallo and Anthony Rizzo. You know, give themselves a fighting chance here. I mean, the Boston Red Sox didn't do anything pitching-wise. They will have Chris Sale back at some point, but we'll see how Sale looks. But that starting rotation has really started to struggle here. We'll see about Tampa. I think they might be the team to beat in the AL East. And, you know, wild card is, wide open, Nita. So I think, the Yankees have a shot. And you get into the playoff, you get a one-game wild card, you still get to have Garrett Cole pitch that game for you. Then start off at square one with everybody else in the division series.
You know, Ty and I, the producer, we were talking about, you know, how sometimes, you know, a team makes moves like this. You bring in two guys, like you said, Rizzo and Gallo, and you know, it could change the dynamic within a clubhouse. And you've been covering Major League Baseball for quite a while, Bob. I'm sure that you have had your finger on the pulse of a number of teams, and I'm sure that you have witnessed this. Do you feel that that the Yankees could experience that as well, where this is a team, as we know, they have underperformed all season long, and now Cashman, the Yankees, they go out, they improve this roster, lineup, as well as the rotation, bringing in Heaney, and this could kind of inject a little bit new life in that clubhouse where maybe players are going to start performing better?
Yeah, you see it all the time, you know, where just by making a trade, it mm-hmm. shows that the front office is trying. So it gives that, adrenaline rush in there. You know, on the flip end, you see Seattle Mariners were one game of the wild card spot during the Potter trade away their closer to the Houston Astros of all teams. And the players went ballistic and pretty much lost the clubhouse. Like, okay, if the front office doesn't believe in us and they're not trying, you know, why should we? And so I think on the flip end with the Yankees, it's like, okay, if the front office believes and we can do this and train with all the prospects, let's try to prove them right.
So with that being said, if the season was to end today, Tampa, Oakland, they would make it in as the wild card. Of course, we know Seattle, the Yankees, and Toronto, they're on the coattails. Based on landscape of what everyone did in improving their roster, what do you feel the likelihood? You know, right now, and I host a gambling show here on 98.7 ESPN on Friday nights called Weekend Wager, and I spent a lot of time talking about this last night. Man, Yankees 17-1 to win the World Series. When the season started, I want to say you get it like 4-1, 7-1. They're 17-1 now, after the moves that they've made. So I'm curious, you know, what do you feel is the likelihood of the Yankees making it into the postseason as a wild card? I think aiming for the Boston Red Sox and winning the division is a little bit too big of a goal to ask for at this stage in the game. And then obviously once they get in, it's a brand new slate, it's a brand new day, and really making a run to win the World Series. How do you feel about this team and this roster right now, Bob?
Well, I think they have a chance. I still think they're on the outside looking in. Oakland's a very good team. You know, I don't see them, you know, going away. What Tampa is capable of. And we'll see the Red Sox. Red Sox overachieved the first half. Like I said, that rotation's been crumbling. We'll see how long they keep this thing up. You know, the one thing when the Yankees get in, you know, on paper, you know, the two best teams in the American League, you know, are the Houston Astros and Chicago White Sox. So, and I think that's why the odds are so steep for the Yankees. But we've seen crazy things happen. I mean, 2014, you know, the Royals were down, you know, 7-3 to Oakland A's in the eighth inning of that wild card game, and they wind up in the World Series. So you just never know.
You never know. Bob Nightingale joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Let's turn our attention to the Mets. They bring in Baez, of course, Lindor, dealing with the oblique injury. So Baez expected to play shortstop and Trevor Williams as well to add to that rotation. Unfortunately, at the same time, we hear that, unfortunately, Jacob deGrom, right arm in inflammation there. But it's not just that. I mean, he's been dealing with a slew. I want to say I read five injuries this season that DeGrom's been dealing with. So he's on the shelf till September. What are your thoughts? What are your expectations for this Mets team right now?
Well, you know, hanging on for dear life. I mean, they're in the right division. Even as Alex Anthopoulos, the Atlanta Braves general manager, you know, he says the great thing about being in the NL East is that you're in the NL East. I mean, every team is, you know, semi-mediocre. The Mets still are the only team above 500. But DeGrom's a concern. Here he was with his shoe and Cy Young Award. You know, now he's not even going to qualify for the ERA title. So we're going to leave that Cy Young Award to other people. You know, they need this guy back at some point. I like the Baez move. I think Baez would be a better player in New York than he was in Chicago. I think it was tough for him with the team falling apart. He's always, you know, kind of swinging for the fences, striking out a ton. I think he'll become a little bit more disciplined in New York and maybe even thrive having Lindor with him. So I thought it was a good pickup. He's a big, big energy guy. And I think with the passion of New York fans, you know, and the passion of Chicago too, but I think New York fans, maybe it settles him down to become a better hitter.
Before we let you go, Bob, looking, you know, a little bit broader as well, let's see what, you know, the Dodgers were able to do, bringing in Scherzer, Turner, Duffy. Your thoughts on the Dodgers, you know, are they, do you feel like based on what they were able to bring in, you know, are you giving any other team a chance against them in that squad?
Well, you know, the one team nobody talks about is Milwaukee Brewers. I mean, they're run away with the NL Central. They got three, Cy Young candidates in the top of that rotation. Great back in the bullpen. They're scoring runs now with Willy Adames there. So they're very scary. But on paper, sure, the Dodgers are the team to beat. You know, when you get Max Scherzer in that rotation with Walker Buehler and Clayton Kershaw, and then, you know, Trey Turner is probably one of the top 10 players in all of baseball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a big fix. And they're not going to have Trevor Bauer back. They're lost Dustin May. They need to get a starter to give them a chance to even win the division.
Last one for you. I keep on calling it money moves that we saw Cashman really, and boy, did he swindle some folks, in my opinion. Gave up quantity, not quality, to get the guys that he did. But let's say, hypothetically speaking, the Yankees still do not make it into the postseason. Do you think Boone and Cashman are gone?
I don't think Cashman's gone. You know, I mean, they still have had a winning record every single year. I just think he's, you know, built up, you know, too big of a resume to let, you know, one bad season, you know, cost him his job. So I don't see Cashman. I think Boone's job would be in jeopardy. Anytime in New York you don't make the playoffs, I don't care what happens, you know, you're on the chopping block. So I would think Cashman be safe, and I would think probably less than a 50-50 chance for Boone to come back.
Bob, great to hear your voice. Thank you so much for spending some time with us this afternoon. Really do appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
All right, you too, Anita. Take care.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.